This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Yeah, well, if you just joined us, welcome. It's Saturday night. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. We've got a huge show tonight. Overcomer, the movie, has hit theaters, and it is having a killer weekend, at least thus far. So the Kendrick brothers and Priscilla Shire all going to join us to chat about America's number three at the box office movie after Friday night, number two in screen per share average. Now, here's the interesting thing about all of that, friends, is that Overcomer, which is the Kendrick brothers' latest movie. You may have known some of their other movies, Courageous, Fireproof, Facing the Giants. The Overcomer film is, and War Room was, I guess, their latest one, and it was the number one. It was number one at the box office for multiple weeks. Anyway, interesting thing about this release: they're only on 1,700 screens. The two films that beat them in gross totals above that on Friday night's opening night of the weekend are on more than 3,500 screens each, and they still beat the other 18 of the top 20, many of which are opening this weekend. So it's kind of a big deal. But all of the principals in the film are going to be with us tonight: Alex and Stephen Kendrick of the Kendrick Brothers fame. And Priscilla Shire, who was in War Room, and she's also back in Overcomer. And we'll play you the full trailer, friend. I haven't seen the film, and I did not see the trailer until today, and it nearly brought me to tears. I mean, this has to be a heart-wrenching movie, which is going to explain a lot of why it's going to be successful for them, if so. Anyway, welcome to Saturday. Hey, how are you doing? We've got a lot to get to tonight. Taking your calls, by the way, too, 888-340-3373. I figured out the other day, I give more than 32 phone numbers a week. Different phone numbers a week, sometimes multiple times each phone number, but based on the different sponsors to my shows and all the rest of it, and the fact that I get even half of them right most of the time is pretty good as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, welcome to New York. We've got a big show for you tonight. And in addition to the behind the scenes discussion with the staff from Overcomer, there's a couple of stories that have really hacked me off. Now, shockingly. It doesn't really have anything to do with Trump directly, though one of them is very directly related to the presidential race. And then another one is just what I consider to be a kid being stupid. But let me get into a little bit of this. So let's open up the decision 2020 file tonight, because so here's the interesting thing. On many of these radio stations that are hearing my voice right now, if you were listening to this radio station last night or any of the four nights previous, you would hear a man on many of these stations by the name of Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh is a syndicated talk show host out of Salem, Chicago. He does an afternoon drive show. He doesn't really do a live show in the evenings. He kind of repackages some of what he does during the day, and then he's kind of live halfway for this hour, the 9 o'clock hour, and then the 10 and the 11 o'clock hours are just a replay of his afternoon drive show. Just straight replay. There's no finesse. There's no, like, breaking news. He doesn't go in and fix something if something happens in the evening news cycle or anything like that. And Joe and I have been friends. Let give you a little history. He, at one point in time, did the afternoon drive slot that I now host in New York on AM 970 The Answer. And he had terrible ratings and didn't make it really any headway at all. And then one day when he was on his Chicago show, simulcasting in New York, he said that if terrorists ever invaded, he hoped they'd kill the anchors at CNN first. And it just so happened that on that very same day, the president of Salem Communications had the people from CNN in his office negotiating a deal to get the Democratic debates for the 2016 election cycle. So, you know, there's always been a good stroke of timing with this fella. Anyway, after that, oddly, he wasn't really allowed to stay on in New York much after that. And then not too long after that, I came to the afternoon drive slot, and we took the 0.0 rating point that was there, and we have now grown it to the most listened to show on the Salem cluster in New York City. And it's got not only a one share, but many times has a percentage of a ratings point. Which is, it's all industry gobbledygook for, we're doing really good stuff, growing an audience, giving people what they're looking for, the breaking news each day, that sort of thing. By the way, if you don't get that show, which we do a national version that also goes across the country, but if you don't get that show near you, you can always go to my podcast page at soundcloud.com or itunes.com, and then you can be plugged in, getting the top stories of the day, best analysis, the best authorities on the subject that we're talking about every single day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern is when we release that. Okay. All that being said, if you are listening to this station, many of these stations that carry me here in this time slot tonight, last night it would have been the Joe Walsh radio show. And I don't know how much longer that should be allowed to happen, because Joe Walsh has literally ridden off the cliff into insanity. He has declared that he may run for president as a conservative Republican against the president. He spends 80% of his time on Twitter attacking the only president I've had in my lifetime who's actually attacked the progressive left. President Bush wanted to. President Bush before him didn't really bother his dad too much. Reagan did, tried to a little bit. But those are the Republican presidents we've had in my lifetime since Nixon. And Trump is the only one that's come in and taken... not taking no for an answer and actually pushed back and gotten things done. Now, if you believe the polls and you believe what the news channels are saying and everything is going to be terrible and the world's going to crash and it's all going to come to an end and it's all going to be Trump's fault and we're going to crown a Democrat as president in 2020. By the way, I don't believe any of this. I don't believe any of it. I think Trump's going to win more states in 2020 than he won in 2016. Because he has fulfilled about 87 promises that he made on the campaign trail. Now, people may not like the promises that he made. They may not like the way he tweets. They may not like some of the stuff that he says. But you can't argue that he said, I'm going to do this. And then he turned around and did exactly that. So having said all of that, something happened in Joe's world. I don't know what it was. Some fly flew up his nasal cavity and got into his brain and deposited eggs. I don't know what happened. But something weird took over this guy, because about 17, 18 months ago, he just flipped out. He just started attacking Trump every night. And he's attacking Trump when you have people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying she's going to institute a Green New Deal and make us all drive buses to Hawaii. Like, weird stuff. Rashida Tlaib saying that, you know, that we should be not giving money to Israel and we should be supporting the Palestinian terrorists. And Ilhan Omar saying that we should, you know, just stop being America, basically. That's what she wants. So you've got actual people that, as a conservative, he could be critical of in the arena that actually are working against what he supposedly espouses and supposedly says he believes. And I thought up until about 18 months ago he did. But this man is either auditioning for MSNBC, good luck with that. No one wants to audition for CNN anymore. They hired Andrew McCabe this week, the guy that lied before Congress, lied to the FBI, and lost his job for lying. CNN hired him as a law analyst. Good luck with that. By the way, there's a new ratings book that just came out this week. It shows the top, I think it's 40. No, it's the top 52 cable news shows. CNN does not have a place held in the top 26 shows. the top 26 shows, I think 17 of them, 18 of them belong to Fox, and the other 7 or 8 belong to MSNBC. And CNN doesn't even register until number 27. That's how bad, that's how far that network has fallen. Anyway, long story short, Joe Walsh has gone completely bonkers, and now he's saying he's going to run for president. Well, then there's this some sad sob story he's got in the Times this last week where he's saying, well, you know, I'll probably lose my job because I decided to take on the president. No, Joe, if you lose your job, it's because you ran off all the listeners that these stations have spent all day cultivating by the time they get to your show. And then they get to your show and you sound like Rachel Maddow on crack. And they decide that's not really what they want to listen to anymore. You're going to lose your job on the radio if and when it happens because you've been inept at keeping an audience. You've been inept at giving people what they're looking for, which is the news that affects them and your conservative worldview, which is why they're turning to you to begin with. So, good luck to my friend. He doesn't probably think I'm his friend because I'm challenging him on Twitter constantly, but that was one of the stories. And then there's another story that has really got me irked tonight. I'll tell you about that when we come back. It involves one of those Parkland high school kids when we're continuing. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Hey, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Maybe you don't care if conservatives or Republicans challenge the president from his base, from the conservative side of his opposition. I can understand that. Maybe you do care, though, about common sense things, like whether or not, I don't know, people should be safe. So earlier today, I saw on Twitter... a tweet that was posted, this was yesterday actually, by David Hogg, who was the one of the kids at the Parkland, Florida shooting, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, is some high school with like 16,000 names. We all were taken by the tragedy of what happened there, and particularly what irritated me was the epic failure of the local law enforcement, particularly the sheriff's office of Broward County and what happened there. But David Hogg put up a statement yesterday on his Twitter feed that said, shouldn't it be easier, he said, to get a gun than an affordable therapist. And he's responding to one of the new shooting things, and he was trying to make a statement. And this is a kid who exploited his own high school shooting pretty remarkably. He was on TV within minutes of the shooting at the high school in Parkland, and then immediately got catapulted into all of these positions with media and being able to be given a microphone, and then they organized March for Our Lives or whatever it was called, and what they basically are advocating for is absolute gun control, the removal of guns from the free society. And there's a lot of people talking about what we should do in light of the aftermath of the most two recent shootings. Some people don't realize, by the way, that even with those recent shootings, our number of homicide deaths by gun this year will be a six-year low if we maintain the pace that we're at now. The lowest in 6 years. That doesn't make any of the deaths insignificant. It just means we're not anywhere near a crisis stage that people have predicted. In fact, if we do that, we'll barely break 13,000 for the year in terms of gun homicide deaths. And if that's the case, that, like I said, will be the lowest in 6 years. Do you know how many, you guys in the room, any guess how many people die in auto accidents each year in the United States? Just wild ballpark figure.
3,500?
2,000. No. 40,000 auto deaths each year, and that's been a consistent number for about 5 to 7 years in and of itself. They all guessed 2,000 to 3,000, which would be, it's, again, tragic. But are we going to ban cars that are killing people at four times, five times the rate of the gun homicides? Gun homicides, guns used by people to kill other people. We're going to be at a six-year low. The auto death category is not, and if you think that's bad, then brace yourself for this one. On average, per year in America, the number of people that die related to malfeasance of activity in a hospital, whether it's a doctor or the hospital itself, is close to 280,000 people a year. So I understand why the mass shootings get the publicity that they do. It's tragic. People are traumatized by what's going on around them. In almost every single one of the cases, it happens in a gun-free zone. The Walmart in El Paso was gun-free, even though it's an open carry state. The bar area in Ohio where the gunman went off on a rampage there, all of those bars have, you know, guns are not welcome here signs. They always pick sitting ducks. But 13,000 deaths in those categories compared to 40,000 by autos and just a shade under 300,000 a year by, you know, mistakes in a hospital, be it a doctor or hospital related. It seems to me to be a little bit, I mean, where are we holding the telethon for let's get the doctors to get the diagnosis straight, laws on the books? Do people have to die at that rate? Do we have to make that many number of mistakes? 888-340-3373. But, interesting thing about this, so Mr. Hogg, David Hogg, who was doing all this, then goes and says, you know, what he said, we can show it again. He says, it shouldn't be easier to get a gun than to get an affordable therapist. Well, it just so happens that a reporter from Business Insider, and her name is Haley Peterson, tried to go to Walmart and tried to buy a gun this week. Not once, but twice. They're facing massive calls to, you know, stop selling guns in wake of these shootings because people think that, I guess what they think is people are just walking in off the street, going up to the counter at Walmart going, hey, give me an M16, maybe a tank and a rocket launcher while you're at it. Here's $20 and walking out with, you know, their armory. Well, Haley went in, law-abiding citizen, went to a Walmart store in Virginia, had the intention of buying a gun as part of a story that she was going to do, into the placement, selection, marketing, security, and sales of firearms in Walmart stores. She's doing that investigation. My journey to bring a gun home from Walmart was more complicated than expected, and I was left with the impression that the company takes gun security and sales very seriously. She actually tried on two occasions in the last month to go and purchase a gun, and because she didn't have the right paperwork and things didn't check out, Walmart did not sell her a gun. So I'm sorry, David Hogg. I disagree. I think it might be easier to go get a good therapist than to buy a gun. And you saying otherwise on Twitter doesn't seem to really make a very good point on your behalf. 888-340-3373 if you've got a reaction to that. 888-340-3373. Before we're done tonight, by the way, we will hit the Decision 2020 trail. Mayor de Blasio had a really unique approach to the next leg of his campaign. I mean, taking celebrity endorsements to a whole new level. Stick around for the end of the show for that, for sure. Let's go to the phones, 888-340-3373. Frank, up first, out of Des Moines, Iowa, listening to 99.3 FM. Hello, Frank. Welcome.
Hi, Kevin. Hey, I have a quick three things on Trump's polls, but I wanted to ask, is this Joe Walsh, was he a committed never-Trumper before? Or is he just converted since?
You know what's interesting is when Trump was running, he was fairly pro-Trump. 18 months ago, he just lost his God-given brain. I don't know what happened to the guy.
Well, quickly on...
And right now, piggybacking on that point, and if we need to, Frank, I can hold you over the break, but picking up on that point... He is being greatly supported right now by George Conway, the husband of Kellyanne Conway. We call him Crazy George in most circles. And Bill Kristol, the now defamed, unemployed, former owner of the Weekly Standard, who will probably never be relevant in politics again. But these two guys are propping Joe up, saying this guy is saying important stuff and he should really be listened to and all the rest of it. Yeah, it's puzzling to me. It's puzzling to me. Anyway, Frank, hold on. We'll get your other 2 points when we come back. And, friends, we got one phone line open, 888-340-3373. Do you think it's easier to get a gun than a therapist? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Seven world leaders have officially greeted each other with a power dinner at the G7 summit in France. The formal start followed a less formal lunch between President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron.
We'll accomplish a lot this weekend, and I look forward to it. Thank you for having me.
Before the president arrived, European leader Donald Tusk, who comes from Poland and clearly remembers Soviet dominance in Eastern Europe, threw out President Trump's idea of having Russia readmitted into the G7.
President Trump suggested reinviting Russia, stating openly Crimea's annexation by Russia was partially justified. Under no condition can we agree with this logic.
68 people who took part in a protest near the summit have been detained by French police. No injuries were reported. This is USA Radio News.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do?
If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Gorgeous night if you're watching on Viz TV. A beautiful shot of the Brooklyn Bridge. Although all those brick lights don't bode well. That was a lot of red. Put that shot back up, Nick. If you're watching on Biz TV, if you see that bridge right in the middle of the picture there, look at all those red lights going across there. That is not a good sign. So traffic basically stopped on the Brooklyn Bridge tonight. But not a bad night to be stopped. It's gorgeous. It was only 76, I think, for the high today in the New York area. Hope you had a great day. And thank you for giving me last week off, by the way, friends. I took the family on the only vacation we've been on for the whole year. I had a friend that loaned us a house in the Hamptons, and we went up for the first time to see what the magic of the Hamptons is all about, and just basically spent 3.5 days on on sand, playing in the ocean and sometimes swimming in a pool. That was about all we did. And man, was it wonderful to just get away with the loved ones. Anyway, 888-340-3373. We're talking about a couple of things. The president's poll numbers, they are what they are. People saying this week that he's only got 37% approval, 60% disapproval. I don't believe that. I believe the poll numbers are all askew, but maybe you've got thoughts on that. Maybe you've got thoughts about traitors calling for people to run against him, especially when the Democrats are doing such a fantastic job of showing us how absolutely bonkers they are. 888-340-3373. Let's go back to Frank in Des Moines, who had a couple of other points he wanted to make, and I cut him off in that last round. Frank, thanks for holding on. You're back on the air with me.
Oh, no problem. Hey, three quick points on Trump's poll numbers. For whatever reason, fear or intimidation of neighbors, family, friends, and media, there is a consistent 10% unreported vote for Trump.
I agree with that.
I just think that the media is absolutely missing that vote. And through the promises, number two, through the promises he's kept, I think he has converted most of his most ardent detractors. I've seen that. I deal a lot with the people in Christian talk radio, and I see a lot of people who secretly don't want to openly support him, but have confided in me that they're supporting him. And number three, there's so few people with landlines anymore, and the odds of getting someone on the phone, they keep going back to the same well, and these polls are distinctly weighted Democratic. And they're not getting a very wide range of people, and they keep going back to the same well, and they're going to make the absolute same mistake that they made in 2016. And I agree with you that Trump is likely to win more states than he won the first time.
And by saying that, a lot of people think that I'm saying he's got a cakewalk. I do not believe that. I think he has to go out and compete in every state to win it. But I think the advantage that he has, Frank, is that in the states where he is spending most of his time already are the states that are the ones that would be most at risk for him to lose. So he's done a couple of events in Florida. He's done a couple of events in North Carolina. He's done a couple of events in Pennsylvania and Ohio and several in Michigan and Minnesota and Wisconsin. Those were the states that put him over the top in the last go-around. And as there are other states that begin to show that they are in play, I think you're going to see them spend time and money there. And the nice thing about it is because he doesn't have any serious primary contention. I mean, Joe Walsh and, you know, Governor Bill Weld can say whatever they're going to say and do whatever they're going to do. Nobody's going to take these clowns seriously. He's going to be able to use his bankroll, which is about $200 million in the bank account right now, to strategically pitch and to tout the successes of what his policies have done in those areas where they've made the most good. And who knows? What if he carries a state like Maryland because the people of Baltimore actually got some degree of support for their town after Trump supporters came to town and cleaned up the city when their Congressman Elijah Cummings sits on his backside for 29 years and doesn't do anything? You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a degree of difference that's being made in people's lives just because he's calling things out sometimes.
I'm looking at two pickups. That could be a distinct possibility, but I'm looking at the razor-thin New Hampshire margin as a potential pickup, and a lot of people are suggesting Minnesota is really in play.
Yep. I've got a lot of friends in Minnesota, including Mike Lindell of MyPillow, and if he gets Minnesota, and if it goes early on election night, the night's over. Because that would be a significant pickup.
Well,
New Hampshire would be nice too. Yeah, big time, big time. All right, sir.
All right, thanks.
Good to talk to you as always, Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We can talk about anything else that was in the news this week that you want to. There's a lot of people saying that China and the trade war is not going well. I'm curious if that's your impression, particularly if you're in the middle of the country, because the president says that he's got the farmers back. I'm wondering if that is your impression as well, or if you disagree with him. And if you disagree with me, you get to go straight to the front of the line. 888-340-3373. Don't go away.
Ho, Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Line at Lord's Diamonds.
A very packed at Times Square tonight. If you're watching on Biz TV, if you're listening on radio, what I'm describing is a very packed Times Square in New York tonight. I'm sorry for the radio side of the audience, and we're really about 50-50. Like, half of the people that come to us are watching on TV, and now, of course, increasingly our internet stream, which we're also live on, Twitter and Periscope and YouTube tonight as well. But the other half, of course, is traditional radio, and people are tuning in on great stations, from Colorado Springs to Atlantic City, from Tampa, Florida to Portland, Oregon, and we're grateful to have all of you listening.
888-340-3373 is our phone number, 888-340-3373. Okay, I have another question that's kind of interesting in terms of relating to headlines from today. So Joe Biden's out on the campaign trail. And, you know, Joe's had a little bit of trouble with getting his facts straight. We've shown a couple of them here on the show where he's, you know, said some mildly inaccurate stuff. So he's talking about, at some point today, he was talking about guns. And he referred to the Kent State shooting, which happened a number of years ago. And he talked about how 40 people were killed on the campus of Kent State in Ohio. And there were only 4 people that were killed on campus. So I have an idea on Twitter. Let's just start counting the number of things he says that are right. It'd probably be easier to keep track of. This is like turning into a daily type of thing. And then, so Fox right now, can you pull up the Fox News top headline right now on the screen? If you had the ability, well, don't worry about it. But if you could go to it, there's a picture of Joe, and he's like waving off the crowd with his hand. And it's the headline is Biden is defiant. Ex-VP shrugs off questions about age after string of gaffes. Says if voters have worries, quote, don't vote for me. Yep, I think that's what they're going to do there, Joe. So we'll see. Anyway, he's just had trouble. He's had trouble keeping it straight. I don't know what to make of it. And I know that the Democratic Party is freaked out about it because they're like, this is all we've got. None of the other guys are getting any momentum at all. And this guy says, you know, there's 40 people killed at Kent State. There were 4. So anyway, hey, did you hear about that weird freak accident today on the PGA Tour? Lightning struck, literally. And 6 people were injured and had to be taken to the hospital. And they postponed the tournament. I guess it's the it's one of the playoffs. We're into the playoff season now of the golf season. So anyway, 888-340-3373. You got a question about any of these stories or others, we will take your call. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I want to remind you of something I announced 2 weeks ago. We are excited to be doing this for the first time on this show. I've done these with other broadcasts that I've done. But if you would like to visit a bucket list destination, and I'm talking about the nation of Israel, and see it in 8 to 9 days in ways you've never thought about, you'd never dreamed about seeing Israel. And I mean truly beautiful stops. Obviously the temple and the Temple Mount and the Old City and everything is kind of what people think of when they think of going there the first time. But I'm talking about like the Sea of Galilee. I'm talking about the Dead Sea. I'm talking about coming to see the steps where not only Jesus walked, but now like in the modern city of Tel Aviv, where they've got huge beaches and they've got this ability to create, you know, there's more entrepreneurialism going on in Israel right now than any other country on earth. And they're only like the size of Vermont. And they're the third most traded country on the stock exchanges in America. The food is unbelievable. The people are incredible. If you've ever wanted to go, we have an opportunity for you to come with me in the month of February, and we just need you to send us an email to get the process started. But if you email us tonight, not only will I send you a link that will have the complete itinerary, and we're talking about a trip that, you know, not including airfare, but a trip that includes everything else. 8 days of history and culture and food and beauty for $28.55. But if you register before September 31st, they're going to knock another $150 off of that. So you're talking about under $2,800 for your trip to Israel. First class accommodation, 4-star hotels all the way through, luxury buses like their Mercedes buses with Wi-Fi inside the bus. And then there are going to be stops that you've never seen, that I've never seen offered on any of the trips I've led in the past. But I would love it if you would consider coming with us to Israel in February. And here's how easy it is. Just send me an email tonight, kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. kmcradio@gmail.com, and then in the subject line, just put Israel. And when you do, I'm going to send you not only the link for the itinerary so you can see what all is on the schedule, but in my first trip to Israel a number of years ago, I produced this coffee table picture book. Now, I'm not going to send you this. This is worth about $200. That's what it would cost me to print them up and get them to you. But I've got the electronic version of my first trip there, and I took my really good camera, and I took a lot of really cool photos of everything that I saw, many of the things of which we are going to see on this trip. It's 100-plus pages in length. It includes, you know, big, huge, scenic graphic stops in the Old City, etc. I will send this a complimentary copy of the ebook of this. You can read it on your handheld device. You can read it on your tablet. You can look at it on your computer. But I'll send it to you for free when you write tonight to get information about the trip. It may give you a good idea of what you're going to experience when you're there, and would be glad to pass that on to you complimentary as just my way of saying thanks for showing interest. But you've got to send me an email to get that. kmcradio@gmail.com. There's no cost. A free copy of the 100-plus page pictorial book of Israel, and then also I'll send you the link for the complete information about the trip in February. But again, if you register before the end of September this year, they're going to take another $150 off the $2,855 price. That's going to put you at under $2,800 for the trip, and it's everything's included, and it is just an amazing time. We will have an amazing time. I've got a couple of really cool historians and teachers that are also going to come with us, so if you've got questions about the history, because, you know, there's layer upon layer upon layer of history in Israel, we're going to have some of that to rely on as well. All right, coming back, final few minutes of hour one, and then we're into our big theme tonight, the Overcomer Cast. Joins us. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, final few minutes of Hour 1. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It is a very interesting weekend in Middle East politics as well. Israel battling attacks, probably from Iran, but coming from different places across the Middle East, and Iranian drones, as of the most recent story that's being reported. It will be interesting to see how much longer Iran is allowed to continue their bad behavior. They continue to be provocative. They continue to try to, you know, get away with things that they just, know that are wrong. But they're so mad that the president called them out for the terrible agreement that the previous administration made, pulled out of that agreement, is encouraging the rest of NATO to do the same. And has been successful in that some countries have. And it's just one of those situations where Iran, a bad actor on the world stage, doesn't like the pressure that they're getting from twofold. One, that the world is kind of wise to their ways and putting pressure on them. And two, that they have a population that wants to be free and self-determining. And they're really, really sick and tired of the mullahs determining everything. For them. So at the end of the day, I hope and pray that we don't see really disturbing news coming from Iran. We've seen that they believe they have the ability to strike certain targets with certain length missiles. North Korea claims the same thing. You know, we've got significant allies in Japan and South Korea and in some of the South Pacific that you know, we don't want to see anything bad happen. But we cannot let these people continue to get away with stuff. And back to the thing that I was talking about earlier with the president's tariffs, that's one of the reasons why China is having such a hard time. That's one of the reasons why they said they're going to put tariffs on $75 billion worth of our goods, because they don't like the fact that their stock market is off something like 25, almost 30% year to date since President Trump has come to power. And for all of the people in the U.S. that continue to say that he doesn't take foreign policy very seriously and that he's in over his head on the foreign stage, show me one area of world negotiation that he hasn't fought to strengthen America's hands. Whether it's going to NATO and saying you're going to pay your fair share, whether it's going to Putin and saying you're not going to annex anything else and we're going to point missiles back at you because you did take Crimea, whether it's Iran and pulling out of the deal and saying no mas, don't push us on this, whether it's North Korea saying, okay, you're not even getting another meeting because you're not serious about the negotiation, or whether it's China, where they have just said, you know, you're not going to steal our intellectual property anymore. You're trying to bankrupt our countries, our companies, by stealing their info and thinking that you have the right to do that. You don't. I think some of this is going to cause some short-term pain for us, but I think at the end of the day, we're going to be really glad that we had a president that fought for the integrity of what our country needs. Anyway, coming up next hour, we have got the cast.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Get an additional 5